Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here with you. And, you know, it's been a crazy week, and I thought we'd end this week by replaying our Sunday night options call. Give you an idea of what I really think about financial literacy and making sure that you yourself understand better how to invest in the market and how to trade better. So what we're going to do now is we're going to actually replay it. I'll be here and I will check back in and we'll have a little bits of conversation in between. So let's get to Sunday night's call. Here we go.
Well, last Sunday night, we did say that you could possibly see a rally, and we did. Okay. A little more bass. It's all about the bass, yeah. And we did. And again, I was rather shocked by, you know, Monday's huge rally, but we weren't shocked by the overall rally, right? I mean, we basically called it. We basically called for it on Arrow last Sunday night, and this is important to understand. You know, how do we make these calls? I mean, we do this week after week. You know, Sunday after Sunday, we make these ridiculous calls that how could it possibly happen, and yet it keeps happening. And again, this does not say that we are great or that we know more than anybody else. It's just you can kind of feel how the markets are reacting, and that's something that you need to, you know, sure, we got screwed in the VIX. The VIX has gone down to zero, okay? That's why I hate this product. I trade it once in a while, and I recommend it, obviously. But that's why I hate this product. Look at this. I mean, this is common to the market, and we'll talk about it a little bit as well. I'm reading over my shoulder because I have I've only got six computers in here, so I'm the badger's trying to talk to me, which means that So anyways, we'll get him when he figures out what he's doing. But oh, here it is. Okay, so he should be. Are you there? Okay. Oh yes, I do want to promote him. Are you there, Badger? Okay. Well, I can't worry about it. If he gets there, he gets there. There's nothing I can do. It'll be what it'll be. Oh, he's muted. That's why I can't get there. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I got you. I had you muted. Okay, here we go. So all you missed is we were talking about the Masters, and then I was talking about how we talked about last week that we could see a rally off of that jobs number coming into the week, even though the numbers were, the action was so ugly coming in. And now we are just moving forward on to words of wisdom from our friend Connie Ginger Chopper. And we did talk about the VIX, but we will bring that back up again because it is something worth talking about. But don't be afraid to ask dumb questions. I don't call them dumb because in our minds there is no such thing as a dumb question. But they are easier to handle than dumb mistakes. And there are dumb mistakes. And one of the mistakes that I find common, okay, is people will call me or email me when it's too late, okay? You know, if the horse is already out of the barn, I can't really help you, okay? And there are things we can always potentially do before that happens. So if you're not sure about what's going on with a position of your own or whatever and you need some help, just email me, but don't wait until it's too late. I mean, if it's already gotten away from you, there's nothing I can do, okay? So please do not wait too long, because they're, as I said, they're easier to handle than dumb mistakes. So, you know, questions are all good. You know, I read them all because I want everybody to understand. And just because you think that it may not be a smart question, because there really is no such thing as dumb questions, because the bottom line is, and my words are, I have a few sayings, but if you don't know the answer, how can the question be dumb? What do you think, Badger?
I agree with you. When we're dealing with students, we're talking to people, get all kinds of questions, you know, stuff we don't think about. But it doesn't mean it's a dumb question. It just means we haven't thought about it. And it can bring up a different perspective, and we will try to deal with that the best we know how. So don't be ashamed to ask any possible question, because usually they have a lot of merit.
Exactly correct. Okay, exactly correct. Okay, now, me being the dunce that I am, I misplaced something here. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, so someone had just wrote in and said they're concerned about the market because I'm concerned about it. And look, just because I'm concerned about the market does not mean that the market's going to collapse. If I knew when the market was going to collapse, believe me, I would share it with you after I got loaded up. But, you know, there's no reason to be concerned. And if you're an options trader, and if you have listened to us time after time, then you shouldn't worry at all. I did a special last week on TD Waterhouse has their own show, and I do a guest bit for them every once in a while. And I said, look, why? I'm not worried about the market collapsing about my long term portfolio. Hell, I got options. I got spreads on what we talked about on our options, using options as for protection. Okay, so you know, there's no reason you should. Nobody on this call, if you've been with us long enough, nobody on this call should be worried about a market collapse, because you should be somewhat hedged anyways. Okay, so you shouldn't worry about that. You should be happy. The truth of the matter is, if you're hedged properly, you should be looking forward to a market collapse. What do you think, Badger?
Yeah, because what it's going to do is lower your average price. Now, we talk about that all the time. The important thing is that, and this is something that we stress, but many times we don't seem to get across. If you think you own Apple at $80 and it's trading $120 today, you actually own Apple at $120, because I can guarantee you if it goes back to $80, you're not going to be breaking even. You're going to be upset. So what we're trying to show you is that when you own it where it is priced today, we try to show you how to keep that money if it goes down, and if it goes up, collect some of that money.
Exactly. And the other thing is that if you're trading and investing properly and you put these hedges on, you'll have bullets, you'll have money to buy more of stocks when they're down at the bottom, instead of struggling and say, well, why didn't I do that? Okay. A lot of important things that we need to get you to understand besides the regular everyday trading that we do, okay? All right, so, you know, one of the things, you know, I just want to be hard before I get into the questions, as I get to these questions, you know, we believe in staying the course. Now, nothing has happened in the last week to tell me that the market condition has changed. Nothing has shown me that I should be more aggressive now because we're getting so much more volatility right now. Anything show up to you, Badger?
No, just the opposite. If you'll put up, let's put up a chart of, I don't care, any index, whatever you want, for the last 6 months, and you're going to see we're right where we are. Nothing happened. We drifted higher this week, and we may take out the top, so we may go back up to the double top. You know, the Russell's right there. The NASDAQ's a little bit lower than the Russell. Dow's a little bit lower, but the bottom line is nothing is really changing. If you go back and you go back to, you know, October, you're going to see that we're probably pretty close to where we were, a little bit higher. And I don't see anything changing. I have not changed my opinion that this could be a rounding top. Just nothing. I mean, we might break out to the upside again. If we do, then I'd have to say that we've been in congestion for about 5 or 6 months, and that finally, we're going to find our direction. But right now, I still favor the downside over the upside. I think the odds are we're going lower than higher, but it would be the first time I was ever wrong.
This is the Bubba Show. You're listening to a replay of the Sunday night webinar. Again, we're talking about what we think of market direction, but more importantly, when you're trading options, it's more about volatility and action. And these are things you need to understand as you embark on your trading career or your investing career, because these things are all important to you. Anyways, we're going to step out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back after the break with more on the options webinar. When love runs high in this time. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as I said, we're going to replay the Sunday night webinar. So let's get back to it as we talk about what we think of market direction. Here we go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Me too. So, you know, again, you know, it's about staying the course. And, of course, we're going to stay. We've got a lot of potential trades tonight, but they're all going to be very, very conservative because I don't see a reason to step out. Okay, and believe me, I want to step out. I love stepping out, okay? But if it's not there for me, why would I want to do that? And that's something that we have to make very clear to everybody, is that if the markets aren't cooperating and allowing you to step out, then why would you want to step out, okay? All right, just two more things. We'll discuss this a little more length, but rolling early, we had obviously some good luck and some bad luck, depending on which side you were on during the week about rolling the FXC, and we'll cover a little bit more detail, but I do want to bring it up. And the other thing is Interactive Brokers. Now, you know, I am not a fan. They're not a bad company, and I'm not telling you you shouldn't use them. Okay. However, I know a bunch of people that got drilled out of their position Friday at the close and didn't know what to do because they can do that. That's in their agreement. So, you know, if you're trading with money that's close, and you're ever close to being, you know, at marginable or whatever, they're going to take you out, okay, on their own. And they're only going to take you out of the side you don't want to be out of, okay, because they're taking you out of the short side always. And it doesn't matter short call or short put, but they're taking you out of the short option which you're using. So, again, I'm not telling you not to use Interactive Brokers. I'm saying just be aware that that is a possibility and can happen and does happen, okay? So just have yourselves ready to rock and roll when that does happen. All right. Anyways. Solar City and Ameritrade. Do you know if Ameritrade goes below the $1.50 per contract? I've called to see if you get a better price, and the rep states that I have the best rate. Do you know if anyone does better? If you do, I'll press the issue. Shall be listening. Okay, now, and plans for Solar City to roll. Okay, Solar City is from another call, but that we took care of that over the weekend. But $150 per contract with no ticket charge is about one of the better rates around. Now, there are variables. I mean, if you're a bigger trader, if you have a lot more money in your account, you have a negotiable stance. If you are, you know, if you don't have a big account or you don't trade a lot, then you don't have any leverage. Okay, now there are cheaper brokers around. You know, Thinkorswim is great. I like them, but it doesn't mean it's the best. You know, it's a good platform. It's easy and comfortable for me. But, you know, if you're not getting the best rate, you know, then if you don't have enough money, there's really nothing you can do. And then if you start fooling around with some of these cheaper places, you find out that sometimes being penny wise and dollar foolish. And the other is that, you know, you just want to be, you know, you always want to be your own advocate. You can always ask, but you should always ask directly to the main office of TD Ameritrade or Thinkorswim, not to a rep at an office. Okay? On the morning live update, you said to sell, and this is on FXE, to sell around 106 if we were in the first trade, which I am. Now at 106.5, I have the 107, 106 position on. Is it wise to sell them again? And what I tried to explain there is I wanted everybody, if you could, to roll down while we had a chance. Now, we talked about it a couple of days, and unfortunately, FXE kept falling down to the tank. I mean, you know, again, these diagonals and these off-strike calendars are great, but if it keeps going in your direction too quickly, what happens is your longer option, you know, when they get too valuable, they lose their premium, okay? As the delta climbs in an option you own in the future, okay, those premiums come out because the option itself becomes more like the stock. So I saw that coming. I could feel it coming, which is why I wanted people to roll. And I said, roll for, even if you have to do it for 20 cents, get yourself in a position to roll down. So we've got a split decision on this trade this week. You know, some of us are doing very well, and some of us aren't. Some of us are out of the trade already because, you know, as we say all the time, we're playing the premium game. And as a stock or anything you're trading options against moves too far in your favor, Badger, tell them what happens to the long option.
The long option just becomes the underlying. So if you're long puts, you become short the stock. If you're long calls, you become long the stock. Any time that the premium is completely squeezed out, we call it parity. And then it becomes the same as the underlying. So it's a surrogate for the underlying.
So you just have to be, you know, that's why I was trying to sniff that out. And again, look, if you didn't do it, it wasn't a monster loser. But again, I didn't want to have a loser, especially when we called it so perfectly. And it worked, but it just didn't work properly. We got a bad break. I mean, the truth of the matter is we got a bad break. It rallied first, so it put everybody in higher. And then it immediately collapsed. So now we're back here, and I'll be doing a trade on this tomorrow, and I will be saying I'll be looking for a little bit of a rally. This trade looks like it's getting a little crowded again to the side. But again, that's something you have to look at. And when you start to see it go below, you want to get out. You need to go out in time, okay, and sell the next, buy back the weekly one that you're short and sell the next week's one and just try to roll it down a little bit so you can give yourself some more room. Yesterday you were speaking about being dressed for the party. Would you think that I could be profitable with stocks and options alone? Now I know it takes a bigger account. How would I know which stocks were for me? Okay, this is, you know, tricky, and this really depends on the size of your account. But not only does it just depend on the size of your account, because there are some $30 stocks that trade like they're $100 stocks, okay? You know, a stock like Lumber Liquidators trades like an animal right now because of all the bad news. So this trades, this goes up and down $10, like it was popcorn at $35. Whereas if you go to ExxonMobil, that doesn't trade. So, you know, you have to be able to, first of all, and the biggest part is you have to be able to take risk. You have to be able to stomach, not take risk, but you have to be able to stomach the risk that you can have, because a lot of these stocks are going to fly around. You know, the more volatile the stock is itself, you know, stocks like DDD, the solar sector, those things move around a lot, okay? Those are not suffering as much as the markets have been losing volatility. They are suffering because they would be even higher, they'd even have more volatility. However, if you are not comfortable in that arena, then you need to go into stocks you're comfortable with, because again, the more movement the stock gets, the more volatile the options, the bigger moves you're going to get and the bigger swings you're going to get in your account. If you're in the money on a spread and you don't want to own the stock, you have to just buy back the short side, or you close both sides. Now, when you're, if both legs are in the money, you have to, you can do nothing or you can buy it back, but you never want to buy back just the short leg in the example that you're giving me here, because you will then assign or exercise automatically the long leg. The simple rules to remember, if both legs are out of the money, you do nothing. If both legs are in the money, you do nothing for now. And if you're split in between, then you need to get rid of the short leg. You need to take the spread off, and depending on how far the split is, you might let the long run run and then get out if it goes into the money, or just let it expire. Okay. Apple. Quick comment from you on Apple. I had the 126-127 bear call spread, and around market closing, it was bouncing back and forth around 127. Rather than take the chance to have it close just under 127 and having the 126 assigned on me, to me, and being short the stock going to Monday morning, I bought it back for parity. It now looks like it will automatically be exercised at 127. Making me long the stock going into Monday morning. Is this a move you would have made? Well, if I wanted to be out, I would have gotten out of the entire spread, okay, so that I didn't have that issue. If I wanted to take a chance to be long, I would have done what you did. If I wanted to be, you know, short, I wouldn't have done what you did. But here's the thing. Like, if you ever get to these positions that they're close, and you know, like, for example, Apple did close at 127.10 on the board, and it was closing, it was trading 127.04 late in the day. Now, if you decided that you didn't, you took off your short leg and you didn't want to exercise the stock, then you can call your broker until, I believe it is, you have to confirm the exact time, but I think it is either 5 or 6 Eastern time. If you call them, you say, I do not wish to exercise my right, then they'll just let that option expire worthless. Okay, you don't have to exercise. You only have to take assignment. You don't have to exercise. Now, obviously, if it's only a penny wide and you don't want to take the chance, then that would be fine. You would say, I don't want to exercise. However, if you're concerned and it's close, you can just choose not to. That just becomes a decision that you make. But you have the right By owning the right to exercise, you have the right to say, you know what, I don't want to own this. I want to get up.
You're listening to the Bubba Show webinar, our options special. And for options, we do recommend Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. It's the choice of software of the Badger myself, and I can help you get a special break there. Just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. In the meantime, we're going to step out of here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. You make sure to check out thebubbashow.org. Done a lot of work to it. The site looks great. A lot of great articles, and we'll be right back after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and again, we are replaying our Sunday night webinar, but I think it's important stuff, so make sure you check it out. A lot of questions I'm answering. So let's get back to the Sunday night call right now.
Okay, now, the other choice you could have made in this particular case, knowing that you were going to get assigned the stock long on Friday, you could have shorted the stock in the post market after the market's closed, because stocks trade in the post market, and you could have shorted the stock, which would have made up for the assignment or the exercise you were going to do on Saturday, because if you sold the stock at 127.04 as a short, you knew you were buying it back at 127. Okay, now, again, it's not a lot of money, but that's just a way to keep out of a position that you may or may not want in your portfolio. Okay, that's so you can always use the stock after, and we can help with that as well. Okay, Walgreens. Okay, these are not official trades until they're confirmed by an update. Do you mean for us to wait for the update before placing the order? I just want, you know, we do the ticker TV, and I send updates every morning, and if I say cancel, that means I'm canceling the trade. If I put the prices in, you know, they become official. But because I'm going to give out so many trades, and especially now we've got so many more things going on, that I'm going to, you know, give out a lot more trades. And what I want the right to change my mind. I want the right, if it's something that I'm giving you that may not be liquid today, and maybe it stays illiquid, I want the opportunity to change my mind on that trade. So I don't want you running in, putting these trades on right away. It's worked out much better because we've canceled a few, some winners, some losers. But again, we're trying to make sure that you, everybody understands and has the right way of trading without putting yourself in major danger. Okay, and that's what we're trying to teach. You know, again, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but what always works is being in liquid stocks that provide you the opportunity to stay away from the Roach Motel. Would you agree with that, Badger?
Yes. The most important concept there is stay in liquid stocks. You're going to find that, you know, when it's right around closing time on Friday, if you're in or out of the money by a few cents, sometimes you'll make a good decision, sometimes it won't go your way. But if you're in an illiquid stock, I can guarantee you it will never go your way. So you got to stay in liquid stock.
Okay, Walgreens again. There seems to be a huge gap between the mid and the national marks, and sometimes there is. And you just let the order work. That's why I say just leave the order in, Don't try to finesse it. Don't try to finagle it. When they're a little bit wider, just leave them alone. If they don't work, they don't, if you don't get them, you don't get them. There shouldn't be, there should never be a concern if you don't get a trade. As I said, we're going to do this year, in these conditions, we're going to do 300 to 500 trades. Okay? If we get better conditions, we might do 1,000 trades. At the end of the day, I don't want to worry about missing any one trade. Yeah, it always hurts when you miss the winners, but everybody, nobody ever remembers when you missed the loser that you didn't get into. And, of course, the Badger and I have had guys that work for us that only found every loser. So, okay. So just remember, don't worry about it. It's just part of the game. You cannot force yourself into any trade. And as the markets get worse here, by when I mean worse, volume and volatility continue to go away, that takes away more action in the market, which takes away more of an opportunity for you to get filled. Okay. Any last guidance on Walgreens? Nope. That was my next question. Okay. I did not get into the Walgreens earnings trade. I had a 258 working order working. The market reached 245, but was not filled. That is correct, because what's happening, when you get into stocks, they have a little bit wider of a bid offer spread. Okay, it takes too many factors to make it work. But it will work if you just leave it. And sometimes, look, it's going to look, the midpoint is going to go above and below your price. But remember, when you're dealing with two or four options, more things have to work in your way, which is why sometimes we talk about legging them. But again, it's also easy just to let the orders work, and if you don't get filled, you don't get filled. That's just the easiest way for now until you get better at it. Okay. BXX, couldn't help myself. A little two-week gamble, what, some 2250 calls. Okay, now, I wrote back immediately. I ripped off an email. I go, fine. Okay, I'm a big fan of taking a shot here and there. Okay, everybody knows me, knows that I like to play. I'm not afraid to gamble a little bit. But if you're going to gamble, please use the strategies that we gave you, because we gave you better ways to gamble to make the same trade. Now, if you want to gamble to the long or the short side of any stock, you should always be using like the broken wing butterfly, because you're financing part of the trade and your risk is going to be less and you're going to be able to stay in the trade longer. And if you're right, you're going to get paid. Badger?
Agree 100%. That's why we set those trades up for you. Remember, when you're trading options, you're actually trading error. And what we try to do is put you in the best position to take advantage of the error. And like Bubba said, you know, if you're going to get killed, you're not going to, if it goes 100% against you, you're just not going to get killed. But if it goes 100% for you, you're going to make a nice score. And, you know, that's the reason we always talk about the air in the balloon.
Okay. On the Q trade, there was some confusion, and with just one of you in particular. I mean, I'm sure there's more than one, but you have to be able to, when you make the trades that we make, you have to track back all the premium that you collected, okay? It can't be part of it. If you missed part, that's fine, okay? But that does not affect my results, because if I give it out, you can bet that I'm going to make that adjustment. And, you know, I know somebody told me that this trade did not work as well as we thought. I mean, it wasn't a great trade to begin with, but we were able to get out of it, okay, and not lose any money on it. But I know that you must have missed one of the updates or missed one of the rolls. And if you're not getting them, you know, you have to track in your account or on a spreadsheet, you have to track all the premium you're collecting, because the actual account itself does not show every trade for every week, because once a trade comes off of your sheets, it just goes into your account. There is no accounting for it. You have to account for it manually. Okay? I bought GE on the news at 10 a.m. on Friday. Option grew from $1 to $1.60. Great. Nice trade. Good job. Okay. Still have a number of questions whether I should be using the number of contracts from the wing as the extra contracts or the average number of contracts when arriving at my per profit. And that would be the extra contracts turn out, like in BABA, the extra contracts turned out to be all profit because we ended up ending up with the iron butterfly on. So the extra actually turned out to be all profit, and that ended up to be, obviously, the World's Fair type of trade, because every part of that trade worked. As we said, it does happen occasionally. Okay, and just to show you, as we kept saying in BABA, we said sell half of your extra puts. So if you had 4 by 8, that means you had 8 puts, 4 were extra, you would have sold 2. Okay, and then we said sell the other 2. Okay, use a $1.80 stop. And then what happened is, a funny thing happened on the way to the ranch. We were short the 8450 straddle, and of course, Baba got a little ugly on Friday. I don't know why, but it did, and it closed at 8458, which means that our iron butterfly collapsed, which means we made more money, which means not only did we get to keep all the money we took off from when we sold the extra contracts, but the base position came back. Now, I told nobody, nobody got out at 8 cents, because I know that, because I told everybody to get out earlier. And I said that you should close that somewhere around 40 or 50 cents, because I knew Bob is going to hold when it's around 84.50. Those puts and calls were both trading somewhere between 20 and 30 cents right up to the end. So I couldn't have a chance that you're going to get stuck, so I needed you to get out and just take the money. But you took what you made, is you made an additional 50 cents or so when it was all said and done, which is exactly what we're trying to do. Okay, I got a bunch of questions on the board here. Hold on. Okay, a couple of, when are you going to do a follow-up hedging webinar? Soon? A couple of weeks ago, I recall, yes, you recall I'm going to do it. I just have to figure out a time to do it. I'm going to be traveling the next 3 weeks. Where is the money coming for the market to stay high right now? Well, the first thing is, and I'll give my answer, I'll have to give his, but the first thing is money always comes to the market. You know, people always say there's money on the sidelines. And I go, there's always money on the sidelines. Doesn't matter, because money flows into the market every single day. Every morning on the opening, the market doesn't always go up, but every single morning on the opening, mostly, you know, fund money, IRA, pension, those guys just put the orders in when they have the money to buy. They just buy. Doesn't mean they're going to go up, but they're buying. So that money is always coming in. So in a dull market, typically the dull market will drift a little bit higher, but there's always buyers there, because IRA accounts, 401k accounts, those type of pensions, things like that, that are buying equities in their portfolios, they're always buying, and typically they're always buying early. They don't have somebody sitting there trying to work the market. They're just putting the orders in and stuffing them on the opening. Badger?
What you're saying is correct. And we're in a dull market right now. If you notice, there's no volume, no volatility, and typically the saying is never sell a dull market, and you're seeing why. We're just drifting higher.
The price trade, yard trade, is good, just looking how to exit the assignment on Solar City. Well, hopefully, this is a different trade, but hopefully, you're long Solar City from 50 and you're short Solar City from 52. You'd like to see this open tomorrow at about 45. Because once it goes back through 50, you make dollar for dollar under 42. So,
you are listening to the Sunday night webinar, one I wanted to share with you and one I've offered. I've got room for about 45 people if you want to check it out. I can send you a link and you can list it in. Many of you have taken that opportunity and have become subscribers of mine, so that's always good. Anyways, make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. We're constantly working on it, and we've got a lot of great articles, and typically we beat the news out, which ties in perfectly with the Bubba Report that is now available at a newsstand near you with my own proprietary indexes. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We are doing a replay of the Sunday call, but I am here and want to make sure that you understand everything. So if you have any questions, you can always email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we're bringing it on home here. And again, we are replaying the Sunday night webinar. So check it out. Here we go.
That's basically what you're hoping for, is the stock collapses in the next 3 days. Okay. Lumber liquidators can't break the resistance. Good time to short. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm not looking at it right now. Apple, after the market, do you need to have a market trading authorized in your account? Not to my knowledge, but you may want to call your broker to make sure that I'm giving you good information. I mean, I can trade, but I never got any special approval, but that doesn't mean that I'm right. Okay? So I don't know the answer to that. Okay? Now, this week, other than tomorrow, there'll be no ticker TV until Friday. Okay? It'll be back. We're going to have to go back to the dark ages, where I'm going to have to email you updates, because I will be in New York starting on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So ticker TV will be dark. So we're going to have to go back into the Stone Age, so you guys know that I'm not around. Okay? Obviously, I'll always answer emails, and we'll get all that done. But, again, the Ticker TV that we've been doing and having so much fun with has been will not be able to be done this week after after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. How do you decide whether to do a straddle, strangle, straddle, straddle, or strangle, strangle? Okay. Also, how many weeks out do you buy the anchor position? Well, I mean, that's a very good question, and it's not an easy answer. The Badger and I like to do much more straddle, strangle type of stuff because we are willing to take and have the account size to take more risk. But unfortunately, in the current market conditions with everybody else who cannot necessarily take more risk, we've been staying away from those type of trades because the problem with those in a market like we have now, if you're wrong, you have no shot to recover. Badger, any comment to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing in concrete or stone about what we do. A lot of times it's where the premium levels sit. So when we look at it, we try to figure out which one we think gives us the best chance. But it's nothing that can't be changed. Sometimes we'll look at the trade and we'll say, okay, let's do the straddle strangle. Let's not. It just depends where the stock's sitting and the premium levels are sitting. It's fluid. It's just not locked in stone.
And it's also, again, it's got to do with, you know, if things are, if the market is flowing and we're getting a lot of action, we're willing to take more risk and put more trades on like that because we can benefit more. But when they become like they are and they aren't doing anything, if you're wrong, you're just wrong. And there's basically no hope for recovery. So we use a strategy that goes along and coincides with the group that we have and the type of trading that we're trying to do, and keep everybody in the game where you can make the most amount of trades, have the least amount of risk, and keep yourself playing properly. Okay? At the beginning of tonight's call, you mentioned hedging a protection portfolio, a long-term portfolio. I can email it to you. I have the original copy that we did. Also, I have a 401k with my employer. How can I hedge protection here? Well, what you can do is if you can figure out what's in there, all you have to do is look at it, and you can get the what we call the beta weighting and where it resides, where most of your investments reside, whether they reside in the S&P or whether they reside in the NASDAQ or whether they reside in the Russell or they reside in the Dow. Once you have all that information, you can set up a pretty good strategy to protect that overall portfolio. Okay? Okay. All right. So, as we mentioned, volatility is at a standstill. I believe, Badger, if I'm not mistaken, the VIX is on the low of the year now. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. You know, this is hard for us. We keep saying, well, okay, sometime it will change. But right now, it's just they keep pounding it. What's causing this is big hedge funds are selling puts against cash positions. And when they do this, it just collapses the volatility. That's why we talked about earlier that in markets like this, the saying is don't sell a dull market, and this market continues to drift higher, which means volatility just gets crushed. And I think, Bubba, we're back down to almost 8-year lows again in volatility.
Well, we haven't taken out last year's low, which is 11.53, which is in the beginning of December. But we are, other than that dip, and we're close enough now, but other than that dip, we are back down into misery, whatever it is. I mean, you can see that this was the low for the past 8 years, which is what the Badger's saying. So we're right here nearing 8-year lows, okay? And the Badger and I will tell you, because this is when we were still in the same room together, that in 2004, we thought that volatility would never pick up again, okay? Because here we were in... oops, I got to change this to monthly.
I knew something was wrong.
Okay. Here we were, and we thought that this, we'd never see volatility again. And, of course, it kept going down, and all of a sudden, boom, and, of course, we had the crash. And, I mean, and again, I'm not predicting doom and gloom. I'm not predicting a crash anytime soon. I'm just saying that the probabilities, we know for sure that there will be a correction at some point. We know for sure that there will be another collapse. The question is when, from what price, and what's going to make it happen. But for now, the volatility is just brutal, which makes trading harder. It makes it more uncomfortable, and it gives you less chance for error. That's really what it comes back for. You have a bigger risk when markets are dull like this, and depending on the strategies, which is why we have moved going out farther. I mean, we would like to stay much closer. If we would get paid to stay closer, we would. But what we have to do is when we make a trade, we have to, first of all, defend that trade and make sure that we have enough time to really defend it if needed. And because volatility is so low, that mechanism is much cheaper to do it that way. But the other thing that can happen, and the reason I've been going out a little bit farther on some of these now, is because we never know when volatility is going to announce itself and come back into the market. If you're long premium out in a dated period, it can be a big benefit. So you can actually get a shot at a double victory when things like that happen and you're long volatility dated out. Okay, when you have a lot of volatility in the short term, you do not have to worry as much about that, and you can trade faster and closer to the money. Okay, but right now, and closer to time. But when time is not your friend, which is never really your friend, but when there's no volatility, which makes it even worse, you have to go out farther to give yourself a better opportunity to make up for a trade that did not work out the way you thought it was going to work out, to give you time to roll it back in. Okay? So last week, okay, we had Baba, which worked out, well, actually for FXD. Now, this is some lost money in this trade, some made money. Many of you are still in. Again, there's nothing I can do, but I started talking about it, okay, on the Wednesday and Thursday update, okay, and saying, look, maybe you should think about rolling this down, okay, because I could kind of see it might happen, okay. So all we did is roll it down, but if you didn't, then you probably lost, you know, somewhere between 50 and 20 cents. If you rolled it down, you're in pretty good shape. It just, again, that's just one of those things. If I knew the exact answer, I would never have been wondering what to do. Walgreens, we canceled the Best Buy, not Best Buy, but the Bed Bath & Beyond trade. Walgreens is very challenging, and there's only a few of you in. I don't know the exact number. Only a few. The trade is working out great, of course, because most of us are not in. But, no, it's working out well, and that's why we do it. So we'll continue to update this, although most of us are not in. Baba was great. The trade is over. Okay? Baba was a great trade. We got everything we wanted. It worked out absolutely perfect. It rallied. I mean, it sold off. It rallied, and then it went through it, and we got the World's Fair here, okay? So we got everything back here. The VIX was a dog, okay? Again, you know, it happens. I wish I could say it never happens. MU, we're still hanging in it. There's nothing going on. Monsanto, for the few of you that were in, is fine. GameStop, we're playing just for this week now. We've got no risk virtually left in here. BlackBerry, same thing. We've got some naked positions that could be really good, okay, but they can't hurt us. Oracle, just disgusting. I hate it. Silver Wheaton is fine, okay. Nike is fine. IWM is a dog, but, you know, Bad, you ever seen the market go down in 5 days?
Yeah, a couple times.
I mean, it was just so you know, and again, we're not defending it. I mean, you know, fortunately, that was why we did the longer-term diagonal here, and we kept selling against it. Okay.
And that will do it for the Bubba Show today. That was our Sunday night webinar, half of it anyways. There's a lot more, but if you'd like to check it out, just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same station. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. See you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.